All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let's begin. A lot to do today. Beautiful daf ahead of us. Today's daf is Chav Zayin 27. We are picking up at the Mishnah Chav Vav Amud Beis 26b. The Mishnah is in the second wide line towards the bottom of the daf. Says the Mishnah, Hamafish Tei Sloim LaAsham. We'll see if a person sets aside money. We're focusing a little bit on the topic of Mi'ila, potential Mi'ila, partial Mi'ila. A person sets aside two slime, right, for an asham. Remember, again, the minimum value for two slime for an asham. Rashi says, it's Rashi on the right-hand side of the daf. Shtei slime, zeu din asham. Remember, again, two slime is the minimum value of an asham. Fine. So a person sets aside two slime to purchase an asham. B'lakach one shnei elim la'asham. And he goes there, and with two slime, he purchases two elim, two animals. Im haya echamen yafesh de slime yikrav la'ashama. So if one of the animals is, so instead of purchasing one animal, he purchases two animals. So if one of the animals is worth two slime, which is the minimum value ultimately of, the minimum value of an asham, thank you. Of an asham, so what's the halacha? You go and you take the animal that's worth two slam, you offer it up as an asham, vashini yira, ad she yistayv, v'imachar v'yiplu damav l'nidava, and you allow the second one to graze until it develops a mum, at which point in time you go ahead and you sell it and use the funds for karba nidava. Since again, remember, I only need one animal for an asham, therefore halacha l'maisa, go ahead and allow the second one to graze, develop, boom, use the money for nedava. Next case. Lokach bohen shnei ilam l'chulim. So we'll say, now we get into me'ila. What happens if I set aside two sloim for my asham, but then I went ahead and I used it to purchase two chulin animals. Two non-consecrated animals. So we'll say, so now I've gone ahead and I've committed an act of me'ila. So what's the halacha? So one that's worth two slime and one that's worth ten zuz. So the one that's worth two slime, you should offer up for your asham. And the second animal is your asham mi'ilos. So Moses says, you'll put the second animal to good use also, right? Because remember again, mi'ila requires an asham. We're going to see about mi'ila actually requires three things. Number one, when you are moel, right, when you ultimately, again, use Beis HaMikdash properly for your own mundane purposes, three forms of liability. Number one, repayment of the principal. Number two, payment of a penalty fifth. And number three, the bringing of an asham me'ilos, right, the karban. So we'll say, so in this case over here, you use the animal worth two slum to satisfy your obligation for asham, and you'll use the second animal, vashin le'me'ilos. So presumably, we're assuming what it means is, you'll use the second animal ultimately, again, as your asham me'ilos. Next, echa li asham ve'echa l'chulin. So we'll say, same case. I have two slum, and again, set aside for my asham. I go ahead, and in this case, I use one of the slum to purchase an asham, and another sella to purchase, another one of the slum to purchase a chulin animal. Im hayasha asham yafesh te slum yikariv l'ashamo. If the one purchased for asham is worth two slum, then ultimately use it for your asham, vashin le me'ila. So, and the second animal will be used for the me'ila. Presumably what that means is for the asham me'ila, so though we'll see. V'yavi ima sella v'chumsha. And I will say in this case, you still have to pay back the sella, which is the amount that you misappropriated, plus the penalty fifth. Beautiful. Says the Gemara, my mi'ilaso diktani reisha, vashen le mi'ilaso. I will say, in the first case of the Mishnah, which is really actually the second case in the Mishnah, what does it mean when it says, I had two slums set aside, I used both of them to purchase two elim, right, two animals that were chulim. So what's talacha? If one of them is worth two slum, I use the one that's worth two slum for asham, and the second one is used lemi'ilaso. Asks the Gemara, what does it mean lemi'ilaso? Ilema el asham. If you want to say that it's the el asham, that it's a special carbon for mi'ila. So the memra the chomesh bahadi ayel ma'isile. So we'll say what that sounds like is you're paying your penalty fifth, but you're building in your penalty fifth into the value of the asham mi'ilos. So is that actually true that you can do that? Va'aksiv, ve'eis asher chata min hakodesh yishalim ve'es chamishi so Yosef alav. I will say, but it's not what it sounds. It sounds like that halacha l'maisa, the penalty fifth is something that has to be paid independently of the carbon. So the Gemara says, v'hak sivin, we learned, ve'eis asher chata min hakodesh yishalim ve'es chamishi so Yosef alav alma. So we say, sounds like the Chumash, the fifth, is actually paid with the restitution amount of the theft. Va'od katani seifa. So we'll say, furthermore, it says in the second, that really the third part of the Mishnah, echal yoshem, echal l'chulin. Same case, where I had two slime. In this case over here, I purchased two animals, one for chulin, one for asham. Im hayashal asham yafesh te slime. If the asham animal was worth two slime, yikariv la'ashamo, you offer up as an asham. And the second animal is offered up as a mi'ilah. And you have to pay along with that, along with the asham animal, what do you have to bring? A selah and a chomesh, which is what? Principal plus the penalty fifth. So we'll say in that case, it's explicit, that's what? The extra penalty fifth that you have to pay has to what? Be paid separately, and the value of that cannot be rolled into the karban. Alma, Chomesh Bahadi Gzelo Maisile. So also, what do you see from here? You see from here that the penalty fifth is ultimately again paid back with the actual principal and cannot be rolled into the carbon. It's a fascinating shaila. It's not riveting, I'm going to give you that, but it's fascinating, right? So here I know that I have to pay back the penalty fifth. So the shaila is, can I roll that into the value of the carbon, or does it have to be paid cash, so to speak, together with the principal? So the Gemara seems to be saying that we seem to have contradictory inferences. So the Gemara says, So rather, the Gemara says, "Ela mi'ilasamai." So I'll say, so says the Gemara, "I'm a chumash v'adik zeila ma'isile." Ela mi'ilasamai. Ela mi'ilasamai. The is hani mehegdish. Rather, again, I will say, a person's mi'ila ultimately again represents that which they were mahana from the hegdish. Mishtei sloim de afreshinu la'asham. For based on the two slum that you dedicated, ultimately, again, remember, the intention of the two slum originally was to purchase you an asham. The lakach ba'en shnei elim, and you use them to purchase two elim, which were chulin. The yafesh te slum, that was worth two slum. Makriv le el asham, the one that's worth two slum, you offer up as the el asham. The yafas sarazuz, and the one that's worth ten zuz, Rosa just quoting the Mishnah, Yoivle. Ultimately, again, you offer that up. So the Gemara says, Yoivle, Lemaidis Hanime Hekdish, Dehavik Zelo Vachumsho. Rosa, you offer that up, and that represents that which you benefited from the Hekdish, which represents the principal plus the fifth. Umay Mi'ilaso. So also, what does Mi'ilaso mean in this context? Gzelo. It means ultimately, again, that the second animal offered represents the value of that which you quote unquote stole from the base of Hekdash, plus the penalty fifth. So b'mayo kimto l'me'ilaso d'reisha gzelo. So we'll say, therefore again, you are interpreting the word me'ilaso. In the second case of the Mishnah, when it says that halacha l'maisa, the extra animal goes to me'ilaso, me'ilaso means what? That animal represents the value of that which you stole, the principal plus the fifth. But yet, ema seifa, look at the end of the Mishnah. Echal li asham ve'echal l'chulin. If one of the animals was bought for an asham, one of them was bought for chulin. Im haya shel asham yafesh tei slime. If the one for the asham was worth two slime, yikariv la ashamo. Ultimately, again, it will be offered up as the asham. Vasheni le mi'ila, and the second one ultimately again is offered up as mi'ila. The yavi ima sela v'chumsha. And I will say in that case, it says quite explicitly that what? That you have to bring the sela and the chomesh separately. Alma. Mi'iloso ayo asham. So we'll say, therefore, then it turns out that what? In that context, mi'iloso means what? Mi'iloso means your el ashamos, right? Your ashamilos. Reisha karile le mi'iloso gzela. So we'll say, it turns out that the Mishnah uses the same word in two different ways. In the early part of the Mishnah, so mi'iloso refers to gzela. Mi'iloso refers to the amount that you quote unquote stole, which refers to principal plus the penalty. Fifth, top of Kav Zayin, Seifa, Karle Lemeila. So, Ayel Asham. And the Seifa, we'll say, when you use Lashna Meila. So, Meila refers to what? Meila Mamish refers to the carbon that is offered as the El Ashamos, to which the Gemara says, Reisha, Tahabile Ayel. So, we'll say, the Hagosium changes that to Zabon. So, Reisha, Tahabile Ayel, the Zabon. Karen v'chum shokar le mi'ilah, so gzelo. So we'll say in the resha where you have an ayol that you bought. So ultimately, again, that ayol represents the value of the karen and the chomesh. Therefore, it calls the mi'ila animal gzelo. Seifa delo havi ayol zaban karen v'chomesh karele ayol asham mi'ilaso. The second part of the Mishnah Bosai, where again a person did not purchase an animal that was worth the value of the principal and the penalty. Fifth, does not call, or I should say, calls the El Asham his Mi'ilah, and in that case you have to bring the principal and the additional fifth as a separate payment. By Rabbi Nashi Bar Gada, the Kinos Chum Shin Ma'u Sheis Kapra. This is actually an interesting case. What happens if you have a series of penalty fifths? Now, what does that mean? So take a look at Rashi. This is on the right-hand side of Rashi. Bikinos chumshin, kigon ma'al bebeiz sloim, da'asham kama pamim, atshialo kol ha'chumshin lebeiz sloim. Ma'u she'yikach mehen asher l'milas. So listen to this interesting case. So I say, so what happens if you go ahead and you repeat the act of mi'ila multiple times? To the point, that's what? So remember again, the minimum value of an asham is 2 sloim. So we'll say, listen to this interesting case. So what happens if a person commits multiple acts of mi'ilah to the point that now my penalty chumshin, my penalty fifths, equal up to 2 sloim? Can I now bring in asham mi'ilos worth 2 sloim, and therefore that satisfies my obligation of all of my penalty chumshin? So we'll say, so as opposed to a classic case where when I commit an act of mi'ilah, I'm going ahead and paying my principal and penalty fifth back to the Beis HaMikdash. We've now seen the possibility that halacha l'maisa, you could pay back principal and penalty fifth in the form of an offering. So now if I do repeated acts of mi'ilah, so now all of my chumshin are equal up to 2 sloim, could I just bring a carbon worth 2 sloim and call it a day? To which the Gemara says, Sabai Rabbi Nashe Bar Gada, v'kinos chumshin ma'u she'is kaper. Mi amrina nintim silomar adam is kaper b'shevach hakdish, mishum dekatarach kamei. So this is actually an interesting question. Look here, Rashi, again, ma'u she'is kaper. B'chumshin levadon sheyikna b'hen ayol v'keren yipol l'nedava d'hamosrahu. So what I say, ultimately, again, so remember, this asham ilos will atone for the penalty amounts, for the extra fifths. And ultimately, again, the keren amount will be used for nedava. So the Gemara says, one more Rashi, shevach hegdish kigon lokach ayol b'sela v'hukru t'lam v'am d'ashtam. So we'll say, here's another very interesting question that this is going to focus on. Shevach hegdish. What happens if Hekdish appreciates? Can I go ahead and benefit from an appreciation in the value of a consecrated item? You'll see what this means in just a moment. So Adam is karav b'shevach Hekdish. So if you say that generally a person could achieve atonement or could utilize for atonement the appreciation in Hekdish, mishum dekatarach kamei. Because again, I will say, let's say I have an animal in my possession, and that animal is Kodesh, and it appreciates. So now, halach l'maisa, can I use that appreciated value for my atonement purposes? So if you say in general that Adam is kaper b'shevach hekdesh, why? Because listen, I'm taking care of the animal. Because I'm taking care of the animal, therefore, again, the appreciation, I could benefit from it. Aval halacha d'lo katarach l'mis kaper. But in this case over here, where ultimately, again, the appreciation takes place independent of any of my efforts, maybe I shouldn't be able to use it for kapara purposes. Oh, Dilma, im tintalomar in adam is karbishavach hekdish, mishum delo afreshe. So I'll say, or you could say, in general, a person cannot use appreciation in hekdish for their atonement purposes, mishum delo afreshe. I'll say, what does that mean? What that means is, at the time that I separated out the animal, it was only worth X. Therefore, halacha lemaisa, the only atonement capacity this animal has is based on the value it had at the time that it was designated or separated for its karbanic purpose. Aval hadein, kinos chumshin de afrishe ikal ve'er miskaper. Rabbi said, in this case over here, of the additional fifths that are piling one on top of the other, perhaps I should be able to use the appreciation of the animal to satisfy my karbanic liability. To which the Gemara says, "Dibaylu," because Rabbi said, this in general is part of a fundamental shayla. Listen to this interesting question. Miskaper b'sheva hekdosh alo. Rabbi said, could a person achieve atonement through appreciation in hekdosh or not? So let's analyze this. Tashma. Rabbi said, fascinating. Hamafish ne'islam la'asham. So we'll say the Gemara actually quotes a brisa like our Mishnah. Hamafish ne'islam la'asham. If a person separated out two coins, two slime, for an asham, v'lakach bohen shnei elim la'asham. So we'll say what ended up happening. I end up purchasing two animals. Okay? Now watch this. Haya echame and yafesh te slime. Yikariv la'asham o'vashini yira achi yistai v'yimakar v'yipu damo v'nadava. So we'll say, so again, it's our Mishnah. I set aside two slaim for an ale asham, for an asham. And then what happens? I end up purchasing two animals instead of one. If one of them is worth two slaim, fantastic. Use the two sala one for your karban. And what about the second one? Let it graze, develop a mum, sell it off, use the proceeds ultimately again for an adava. Now, both say, now what's the case here? My love de zabin ba'arba. My love de zabin ba'arba. Changes it. Yeah, Arba Zuzi is a seller. So my love the Zabid Ba'arba, Ayo, Vishavach the Shavi Timnia. So we'll say, is the case not where I bought the animal? I bought the animal over here. So we'll say, here's the interesting part. I have two slime. And what is the Mishnah's case? I have two slime and I bought two animals. The Mishnah says if one of them is worth two slime, use that one for Asham. But one second. If I have two slime and I bought two animals, so again, I will say, even if you're not a businessman, generally, what would that tell us? Right? That neither of them is worth two slime. But I say, halach lamaisa, again, they must each be worth less than two slime. So what's the case? Listen to this. So is the case not the following? My love to Zabin Ba'arba, where ultimately, again, I bought the animal for four zuzim. We'll say four zuzim is one sela. So in other words, I bought the animal for one sela, and what happened? Vishabach. And we'll say the animal appreciated. And now, vishavi timnia. Now the animal is worth eight zuzim, which is what? Two sela. So we'll say, in reality over here, I bought an animal for one sela, and it appreciated now to two slaim. So we'll say, what do you see from here? Now here's what's amazing. So we'll say, this is what it means. So now, the question is, how do you look at that animal? Do you look at that animal based on what you paid for it? Or do you look at the animal based on what it's worth now? What's the nafkamina? Practical difference. If you look at what it was worth at what you bought it for, then what? It can't use it for asham. Why can't you use it for asham? Because minimum value of an asham animal is two slime. If you look at what it's worth now, baruch hashem, now it's appreciated and it's worth two slime. So they both say, this is what it means. Adam, now both say, understand, where did this animal appreciate? Quote unquote, meaning, in whose domain did it appreciate? Technically in Hekdesh, right? Because remember, again, I had designated this animal. It was clear that I was going to bring this animal as an asham. So technically speaking, this appreciated while in the domain of Hekdesh. So the fundamental shaila is, who gets to benefit from the appreciation? Now this case is clear. What did the Mishnah say? I could take the animal that was worth one sela, appreciate now to two slum, and what? Use it as my carbon. Right? The other one's put out to grace because I don't need it. But Allah Khalamaisa, one of the animals that appreciated now can be used as a carbon. What do you see from here? Shmamina. What do you see from here? That a person has the ability to achieve kapara through an appreciation in Hekdesh. No, well, see, you know, you have one of these conversations where you think you make such a good argument. This happens in marriage all the time, right? I'm so sure that, like, I said so good, and then one word, no, sorry, not correct. Lo, how come? Thank you for giving me that opportunity to get the money. Lo, how come I ask you now? And so I says, Gemara, what's the case over here? The ozil roe gabe. No, in fact, I'll say what happened over here is I bought it at a discount. In fact, the animal that I bought was he actually worth two slime? But whatever it is, for whatever reason, the shepherd gave me a discount. So the purchase price was discounted, but the value itself was always two slime, even from the beginning. Tashma, lakach ayal b'sela upatmo. So what's the interesting case? I buy a ram for one sela, and I fatten it up. Ve'emido al shtayim. And ultimately now it's worth two slime. So what's the lakach kosher? This can be used ultimately again for my asham. Shmamina. What do you see from here? That a person has the ability to benefit from Shevach Hekdish. That even if something appreciates while under the in the domain of Hekdish, I can benefit from it. Tushin Gemara says, no. That's not a good raya. To fatten up an animal, what does that mean? Right? I'm not learning, that it doesn't get fattened up with Ruchnius, it gets fattened up with Gashmius. Right? That Gashmius is my Gashmius. So I'm investing in the animal. So we'll say, obviously, if I'm the one investing in the animal, then of course, that's my shevach. That's my appreciation. Next, tashma. So we'll say, again, we're just trying to figure out, can I benefit, in this case, benefit as defined, by achieve atonement through appreciation that happened to an animal that was hegdish. So tashma, lakach al b'selah v'hariu b'shtayim. I purchased an isle for a selah, and then it appreciated its worth to kosher. Could be used for an asham. So we'll say, so again, what do you see over here? I can benefit from appreciation in Hekdish. To which the Gemara says, no. Hachanami kishefatmo. We'll say, what's the case? I fattened it up. Same thing. I fattened it up, and because I invested the funds to fatten it up, therefore, halacha lemaisa, I get to benefit from the appreciation. Ihak, hainu reisha. So I don't understand. It's the same. You tell me the same case twice? The reisha and the seifa are both cases where I fattened up the animal, so therefore, again, I could use the appreciation. Here's the difference. Reisha dizabin ba'arba va'ashbeche ba'arba achrina the chaslei tamnia. Both say the reisha case is where I bought the animal for a zuzim, one selah, and I fattened it up, I invested in it another selah, so that now it's worth two sloim, right, or eight zuz. Seifa, listen to this interesting case, dizabin al ba'arba, I bought the isle for one zuz, for four sloim. The ashbeche betlasa, what did I do? I invested three more zuzin, v'shavitamnia. And then the isle appreciated four zuzin. So we'll say, listen to this case. In case number one, let's just keep it easy. The isle was worth one zuz, one sela, and I invested another sela to fatten it up, and now it's worth two slime. Okay. So then, of course, I could benefit from that shavach. Case number two, the animal was worth one sela. I invested into it three zuzim worth of fattening up materials. And then what happened? It appreciated four zuzim. So the appreciation actually surpassed the investment. It surpassed it by one zuz, but now it's worth four zuzim. Well, four zuzim is one sela. So in this case over here, the appreciation surpassed the investment by one zuz. So the appreciation went above and beyond my investment. And therefore, again, the Brisa still tells me, right? The Brisa says, and therefore, the Sefer tells you that even though in this case the appreciation surpassed the investment, nevertheless, I can use this animal for atonement purposes. I, Ihaki Ema Sefer, Yishalim Sela, Ha Chasr Leizayim, my Yishalim, to which the Gemara says, Tashlum's the Sela. Here's the problem. The Seifa says that he has to pay back a Sela, but why would he have to pay a Sela? He only lost, meaning his the only investment he has is seven Zuzim, to which the Gemara says, my Yishalim Tashlum Sela, the Sphere Le De'in Adam Miskar B'Shevach Hekdish. Now, we'll say, if at the end of the day, if you hold that a person cannot benefit, right, cannot get atonement through appreciation of Hekdish, Kiyoev Tashlum de Sela my Havi, El Bench de Slime Ba Inan Veleka. Even if he pays back the Sela, at the end of the day, he has a deficient ayil, because the ayil needs to be worth two slime, to which the Gemara says, and that's not here, and that doesn't exist over here. The Olam Kasavar Adam is Kar B'Shevach Hekdish. To which the Gemara says, you're right. In reality, we hold that a person has the ability to achieve atonement ultimately through appreciation of Hekdish. Ihachi Tashlum de Sela Lo Yitain. If that's the case, why would he have to pay back the additional Sela? Hainu time of the Kiyov Tashlum in the Sela, Gezera Shema Yomru Ayo Pachos Mishte Slaim Mechaper. So we'll say the concern over here is the reason we make you pay the extra Sela is out of concern that people aren't necessarily aware of appreciation. What they are aware of is how much you bought items for, right? How much you spent is what they're aware of. So we're concerned that a person may erroneously think that atonement can be achieved even through an aisle worth of selah. To which the Gemara says, bottom line, my haviyala. So we'll say, so what is the answer, right? So in other words, we'll say, we asked a fundamental yisodistic shaitla, which is, can you achieve atonement through appreciation of hegdish, my haviyala? So tashma, Bishas hafrasha yafes sela bishas kapar yafes tei slaim yatsa. So I'll say very explicit. What's the halacha? The halacha is if you have an animal that was worth one sela at the time that you purchased it, right, or that you designated it, and two slaim at the time that you bring it, the halacha is what? That you are yotzei, which tells you what Rav was saying, that when Hekdish appreciates while in your domain, you get to be the beneficiary of that appreciation. And Rav was saying, that is how the Rambam paskins, halacha l'maisa, hifrish ashama b'hayu b'shas hafrashi yafesela, u b'shas kapar yafeshtayim, kosher. Right? Halacha l'maisa, if you the animal appreciated, and Rabbi said this is very important because again, remember, in our particular case of the asham, an asham must be worth a minimum of two slaim. So this is the fascinating case where I bought an asham for one sela, not a case of a discount, a case of where the price it was just a cheap asham. It was a cheap asham, it was only worth a sela. It appreciated now. Halach l'maaseh Rambam paskins, you can use that aisle for your asham. He goes on, he says, Va'afa pi sheshbiach me'elav adam miskaper b'sheva hegdish. And then Rambam goes on, what's the novelty? So you will say, everyone agrees that if I fatten the animal up, so I invested in the animal, so of course I could benefit from that appreciation. The novelty is, even if the appreciation happened without my involvement, just the value of elim went up, halach l'maaseh, I could benefit from that and use that animal as my carbon. Incredible. Says the Gemara, by Rabbi Elazar, Adam is carbon shava hekdosh alo. So Rabbi Elazar's a little late to the party over here, right? So he says, right, can a person go ahead and be mechaper? B'sheva hekdosh or not? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. So let's listen to this. So Rabbi Elazar asked the shayla. Rabbi Yochanan says, Kama shanim gadol zeh b'inenu v'lo shama halacha zumi meni? So Rabbi Yochanan gets a little bit upset. How many years has this guy been in yeshiva? Right, and he never heard me say this halacha. Michlal d'amar Rabbi Yochanan. So one second, did Rabbi Yochanan actually ever discuss this? In v'al hada amra, yes, Rabbi Yochanan said it, and he spoke about the following. This nan, Vlad todo tmurasa. So we'll say if you have the offspring of a toda. So remember again, you have a toda animal that obviously has not yet been offered up, and it gives birth, or the tmura of a toda. The chena marfish toda sava avdo v'ifish acheres tachtel. Or we'll say what you had a toda, you lost it, and then you separate out another one. So we'll say in all of these cases ein teunos lechem. We'll say these secondary todos do not bring the accompanying loaves. V'shalach Rabbi Chanina mishayid Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Chanina qualified this in Rabbi Yochanan lo shanu ela la'achar kapara divlad ein taun lechem. So we'll say this is only true when after kapara has been achieved, because the offspring of a toda does not require loaves of bread. Avalifnei kapara, but ultimately again, we'll say what? If the toda has not yet been offered, then ta'un lechem. Then if you offer up the vlad of the toda, you would offer it up with the accompanying loaves. What do you see from here? Alma kasavar b'sheva hektish miskaper. We'll say, what do you see from here? You see from here that halacha l'maaseh, you could benefit from the appreciation of hektish. In this case, what's the appreciation? The appreciation is the offspring of the toda. So if my toda gives birth and I have not yet offered up my toda, I can use the offspring as my karbon and have to bring the accompanying loaves. That offspring represents the appreciation of the toda, and from here you see that you could use appreciation of the toda of a karbon for your own atonement purposes. By Rabbi Elazar, next, Boaz asked another shayla. Balichai mitchin olo. Boaz said, this is a fascinating shayla that we've spoken about a number of different times, which is, are animals ultimately nitchin means set aside for non-use. If something happens to a karbon that renders it temporarily unfit, do we say that once you're temporarily unfit, you are unfit forever? That's Balichai mitchin. Boaz said, to give you a good example of this, take a look at Rashi on the left-hand side of the page, right across from where you see in your margin the Shita Mikubetzes. So Rashi says, Balichai mitchin, me'al gabi ha-mizbeach. our animals ultimately, again, set aside for non-use by the Mizbeach. Rashi says, Olo, Kigon, Siri Mekipurim, Umeis Echamehen, Ma'a Shekav Chaveru V'yavi Imo, V'yava Achi Imo, Mi'armina Nitche Zeb B'misas Chaveru Lobos. This is an interesting question. This comes up by Yom Kippur. Right? So what happens by Yom Kippur? I have to bring two Si'irim. Right? One is La'Hashem, one is La'Azazel. Right? One ultimately, again, is offered up as a carbon is pushed off the cliff. So we'll say two Si'irim have to be brought together. Let's say the one La'Hashem dies. The one La'Hashem dies. In that moment, the one La'Azazel is temporarily unusable. So we'll say, so the Shaila is, if I bring a replacement carbon La'Hashem, can I once again use the Azazel animal? Or do we say, no, now you have to just bring two totally new animals? Because once that Azazel animal was set aside for non-use, albeit temporarily, it is non-usable forever. To which the Gemara says, Am Rav Yochanan. So Rav Yochanan again gets a little bit upset. How long has this guy been in yeshiva? And he never heard this halacha from me? So Rav Yochanan, did you actually ever speak about this? To which the Gemara says, yes, Rav Yochanan did speak about this. Rav Yochanan, you have an animal that belongs to two partners. If you are makdish part of it, right, let's say the partner was makdish his part, and then he went back and he repurchased the other half from the partner. So Reuven and Shimon own an animal jointly. Reuven is makdish his part. Then Reuven buys out Shimon, and then is subsequently makdish Shimon's part. What's the halacha? Kiddusha ve'ena kreva. We'll say the halacha is such an animal has sanctity, but cannot be offered. Cannot be offered. Then I will say, now the reason it can't be offered is why? Is because halacha lemaisa, from the beginning, it was unfit to be offered. Why? Because you can't offer up an animal that is only half hekdish. So the Gemara says, it can affect tmura, but tmura has the same status as the original animal. Shmamina tlas. Bosei, we learn from here three things. Now, Bosei, we're actually going to look over here now at Rashi, because Rashi changes the girsa of the three things that we learn. Go with girsas Rashi. Shmamina. The three things. Number one, Bali Chaim Nitchin. That Abba say, Alocha L'maisam, once an animal is set aside for non-use, non-carbonic use, or non-use as a carbon, it is forever unusable. Even if the circumstances change, which now allow it to be used, Alocha L'maisam, once you are unusable on the Mizbeach, you are forever unusable. Next, Shmamina Dichui Me'ikara Havi Dichui. But so we see from here that a nidcha status from the beginning remains, even if the situation changes. Ushmamina Yesh Dichui Bidamim. And about to say, furthermore, we see that what? Yesh Dichui Bidamim means that even items that have financial sanctity, halacha lemaisa, again, can have dichui as well. Good. So we'll say weiter. Boy, Rabbi Lazar. Huzlu tzla'im ba'olam. So let's listen to this case. What happens if, bottom of Amud Aleph, all the way on the bottom of Amud Aleph, all the way on the bottom. Says the Gemara, boy, Rabbi Lazar, huzlu tzla'im. So we'll say, so what happens if halacha lemaisa, the price, the value of a tla, the value of the tlam goes down. So this is a fascinating case. What's happening over here is my asham has a minimum value of 2 slun. What happens in general? If just livestock goes down, so that now you can't really find an aisle that is worth 2 slun. It's a fascinating shayla, no? Fascinating shayla. So we'll say, so what's the halacha? So by who's lutlan ba olamau? Mi amrinan, mifchar nidrecha ba ina vahaika. So on one hand, we can say, listen, the Torah obligates me to bring what? The best of my animals as a carbon. So don't worry so much about the price tag. We focus on quality. So therefore, halacha lemaisa, again, halacha lemaisa, as long as I bring the best of the animals, irrespective of the price tags, is fine. Oh, Dilma, kesef shkalim ba'ina v'leka. Here's the problem, I'll say, which is what? The Torah says quite explicitly that the asham must be worth what? Kesef shkalim, 2 shkalim. And now you don't have that over here. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, kama shkalim, I'll say again. This is Rabbi Lazar, poor Rabbi Lazar, right? Poor Rabbi Lazar, I think you should take the rest of the day off. He says, because every time he asks the question, Rabbi Yochanan, kama shkalim, gadlu beis hamedrash. V'lo shmar halachas, this is what I'll say, actually, in this one, Right? How many years have we grown up in this base medrash and we never heard this halacha? So I'll say, so in this case, again, Rabbi Elazar is actually Rabbi Yochanan is complimenting Rabbi Elazar. What a good shayla. What a good shayla, right? How many years been in the base medrash? We never heard this shayla. But lo, this never came up. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Mipnei Malo, Nitna Torah Kitzon Mechusari Kapara. But say, why is that the Torah never went ahead and gave evaluation for certain karbanos that we call mechusare kapara? For example, the karbanos that are brought by a zav, zava, yoledes, mitzora. So we'll say these are people who have to bring karbanos in order to go ahead and come into the mikdash or eat of their karbanos. Why doesn't Torah give a minimum value? Shema yuzlutzloim ve'in lem takran lecha v'kachim. Because what are we concerned about? We'll say if Torah gives a minimum value, then what's going to happen? If livestock depreciates and you can't find a karban that satisfies the minimum value criteria, then what? These people will be stuck. Ema lo limanu halachazu. Rather, it means we never learned this halacha in the base medrash. V'har bizira bar ada mahadu tamud they call tlas in yom. So we'll say we see this halacha. Plus, the Gemara is going back on Rabbi Yochanan's statement. I, Rabbi Zera, used to go ahead and review his entire learning every 30 days before Rabbi Yochanan. Eim alone is back shalach azum and a beis hamedrash. Rather, it means again, for whatever reason, this question was never asked in the beis hamedrash. But back to the topic. Guf ar Rabbi Yochanan mipnei Rashbi, mipnei malod nitna kitzom mechusai kapara, shemal yuzlu tlan ve'ilam takar lechal v'kodshim. So also remember again, this is fascinating. Why does the Torah not give a minimum value by mechusari kapara, by the karbanos brought by the zav, the zava, the mitzora, people who have to bring a karban in order to achieve atonement, come back into the Beis HaMikdash and eat sacrificial items? Why is there no minimum value? For this reason. Because if livestock depreciates, then what? And you can't find a karban that is worth the minimum value, these people won't achieve kapara. Mask for that, Abaye, but 1 second, it says Abaye, Elamei Ato, Chatos Chilev Yinatin LaKitzva, Dilech HaPara Asya, V'lo Lishtaruye Bachilas Kachimu. If that's the case, then you're telling me any animal that's not for kapara purposes can have a minimum value, since ultimately, again, that it's for kapara, for atonement, but not ultimately, again, to allow people to eat or to eat sacrificial at the Beis HaMikdash. So chatas chil that is for kapara and not for heter purposes should have a minimum value. Maskev la rave ala me'atav asham nazir la v'kitzva de lebatala hudasi. If that's the case, only again, asham nazir should also have a minimum value. Should also have a minimum value because halacha the Gemara says de lebatalahu. Batala basa is that it's not exactly clear what Asham Nazir accomplishes for the Nazir. We know that it's a mandated carbon. Halacha Maisa, we don't know what it accomplishes. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishnah Rabbi Shammai Yochai, Ein Lecha Davar Shubal Levatala, Ela Asham Nazir Bilvad. To which the Gemara says, Kasha. The truth is, that is a good question. Why doesn't that have a minimum value? So also, I just want to point out, this question about Huzlut Lama'am, we're going to come back to. So Halacha Maisa again, what happens in the event that you have halacha lemaisa an ayo, right? That's to bring in asham. Asham, the Torah says, is a minimum of 2 sloim. Ultimately, what happens if the value of livestock goes down? What do I do in such a circumstance like that? So I will say the way the Rambam paskins is, in the event that ultimately, again, it depreciates, so halacha lemaisa, again, we go with the status of mivchar nidrechem, that if you can't satisfy the financial threshold because the value of livestock has just depreciated in the world, then halacha lemaisa, we go with the best animal, even if it doesn't satisfy the criteria of the 2 slum. It's halacha lemaisa. Good. We'll say Mishnah Amud Beis. I'm sorry for the pace in which we're going. Just have to finish. Try to finish. Says the Mishnah, Hamafish Chatoso. I'm sorry? Yeah, goodness. It's a short Amud Beis also, so we'll be fine. So it says the Gemara. He'll say, this is why we have night Seder. 8:30 tonight. Hamafish Chatoso. So let's go right there. So this is actually a fascinating case. Well, the good news, don't worry, because we'll say tomorrow is the last daf of the Masechta, and it actually is a very, very, very short Amud Beis. So we'll be fine. Whatever we don't get through today, you have to check. You don't trust me? Okay, I wouldn't tell you, but you guys are already checking over here. Little Lemuna. So it says the Mishnah, Hamafrish Chatasu Ameis. So also listen to this interesting case. So let's say this. A person is Mafrish. Ruvain is Mafrish Chatos. He has to bring a Chatos. For another reason, it doesn't make a difference. He's Mafrish Chatos, and then he dies. So we'll say, Ruvain is Mafrish. We'll say, we know this. This is easy. What's Talacha of Chatos Shemesu Bailov? You can't do anything with it, right? You can't offer up a Chatos if the owner died. You can't offer it up on his behalf. So watch this. So Reuven had a chatos. Reuven, there's Michal Shabbos b'shogeg. Fine, he's bringing a chatos. He died before he had the chance to bring a chatos. What's the halacha? Lo yivi eno b'no tachtov. His son cannot bring it on his behalf. Now, we'll say, now this has a double meaning. His son cannot bring it on his behalf, meaning, so Reuven's son cannot bring it on his father's behalf. And if Reuven himself happened to be Michal Shabbos b'shogeg, or for whatever reason Reuven has to bring a chatos, Reuven cannot use his father's chatos to satisfy his obligation. Furthermore, lo yivi enu mechet achet, afilu hifresh achilv shachal amish, lo yivi enu achilv shachal ayom. So listen to this. Not only that, so let's go back. Baruch Hashem, Reuven's still alive. Reuven a chelet. So furthermore, both say you can't bring a chatos separated for one sin for a different sin, even if it's for the same sin committed on two different days. For example, if Reuven was Michal Shabbos and he went ahead and b'shogeg and he separated the chatos, and then the next day, Sunday, he eats chelev, he can't go ahead and use the animal that is separated for the chatos for Shabbos to atone for chelev. Not only that, but what? If he eats chelev on Sunday, separates out a chatos, eats chelev again on Monday, he cannot use the chatas he separated for the chelev on Sunday to atone for the chelev he ate on Monday. In other words, I simply said, chatas offering is non-transferable. It's non-transferable out the gavra. In other words, I can't use your chatas, or in this case, Reuven's son cannot use his deceased father's chatas, and it's not transferable out averos. That once you go ahead and you separate out a chatas for a particular infraction, you cannot use that chatas for a different infraction, even if it's for the same infraction, just repeated at a different time. Incredible. Shnei Amar, Karbano al Chatos. So, Achi Karbano al Shein Chatos. Because I will say again, the Karban Chatos has to be al Chatos. So, I will say it is for one person for one sin. Therefore, can't be used for a different person, can't be used by a different person, and can't even be used by that same person for a different Avera. Menonymy of this. We'll say, from where do we know this from? Son Rabbanon, Karbano. In other words, how do I know that the son cannot use his father's chatos? Because the pasuk says, "Karbano, but karbano hu yotzi ven yotzer karban aviv." You can only be yotzi with your karban, but you cannot be yotzi with your father's karban. Yochel lo yotzi be karban aviv bevehem shifish aviv minakala ala chamura or minachamura ala kala. Aval yotzi be karban shifish aviv minakala ala kala minachamura ala chamura. So say, I might have thought, when can't I use my father's chatos? Only when our averos don't line up. Well, so let's say a person's father went ahead and violated an avera chamura. He separated the chatos. Father dies. Now what? I have to bring a chatos on an avera kala, a lower avera, or vice versa. My father committed an avera kala, separated the chatos. I committed an avera chamura. I need a chatos. That's when I can't use my father's chatos. When what? When our averos don't align. But if our averos align, so beautiful, right? Father and son, right? The averos align. Everybody has to have some type of Yerusha, right? So we'll say, so again, so our averos align. So I might have thought in that case, I could use my father's karban. Talmud lomar karbano. Therefore, the pasuk says his karban. The karbanohu yotzev yinotzer karban shal aviv. Halach lamay, so I can only use my karban. I cannot use the karban of my father. Yachalo yetzev a karban aviv bebehem ashefer shafilu minakala ala kala. O minachamura ala chamura. Shara'ein migalech nizirus al behem ashefer aviv. So I'll say, I might have thought, furthermore, when can't I use my father's chatos? That's mamish when my father separated an animal. My father, a person's father, mamish designated an animal as the chatos. So again, the chatos is there. The chatos is standing there. That's when I can't use my father's chatos. However, aval yotzi moshevish aviv, afilu min akala chamura min achamura akala, shari adam megalech nizirus al moshevish aviv, bizman shein sosmin, velo bizman shein mifurashin. So I'll say, I might have thought like this. But however, what if my father set aside, person's father had an obligation for chatos, never designated the animal, but what did he do? Set aside the funds. I might have thought that halacha lemaisa, I should be able to use my father's funds. I will say the example the Gemara gives is by Nazirus. If my father was a Nazir, but died before the end of his Neder Nazirus, but he had set aside monies to use for his Karbanos of Nazirus, and then I happen to be a Nazir also, I could use my father's funds to satisfy my Nazirus obligations. I might have thought that should be true in matters of all sacrificial law, and therefore, again, I can't use my father's animal. But perhaps if my father set aside chatos money, I can use his money. Tamulomar karbano, be karbano hu yotse, ve in yotse be karban aviv. Sefer Brachos said the pasuk says karbano. You can only be yotzei with your karban, not your father's karban, not yachal lo yotzei afilo b'mo shefrish afilo. Afilo, afilo min akala ala kala min achamura ala chamura. Aval yotzei, but Shabbos says therefore again, mekarbono. Salach lemaisa again, I can only go ahead and be yotzei with my carbon and not my father's carbon. Yochol lo yetzei afilo b'mo shehifrish. Afilo min akala ala kala o min achamura ala chamura. So say, I'm in a thought, when can't I use my father's? I would have thought I can't use my father's money, even if we have the same type of averos. Aval yotzei b'karbon shehifrish liatzmo afilu min achamura ala kala o min akala ala chamura tamalomar karbono al chatoso ad shiyehe l'shem chatos. So we'll say saloch l'mais again, whatever the variation is over here, whether it's the monies or whether it's the animal, karbono teaches me that what? That aloch l'mais, again, it has to be my karbon. I cannot use my father's karbon. I will say now, I just want to point out, this is in the specific case of chatos. This may not necessarily be true in other cases of sacrificial law. So yachol lo yetzei b'karbon atzmo, bebehema shefesh li atzmo, afilo min akala ala kala, o min achamura ala chamura. So I'll say, I'm going to thought as follows. You know, boss, we'll stop over here for today. We'll stop by the yachol lo yetzei. We'll pick up Emir Tzashem over here, second line Emir Tzashem tomorrow. All right, we'll say, so again, continuing in the cases of chatos, which ultimately are switched around, we'll see how Lachlan I said these cases resolve. Shkoyach. We'll say tomorrow, last daf of Maseches Krisis. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful daf. Hakol holich achar asof. We'll be zochet to be signing the sector tomorrow.